Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets with President Trump today at the White House. She will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. This comes as May's plan for the EU exit for Britain is moving forward.
We will build a new partnership with our friends in Europe. We're not turning our back on them or on the interests and the values that we share. It remains overwhelmingly in our interests and in those of the wider world that the EU should succeed.
May spoke to a gathering of U.S. Republican leaders in Philadelphia, where she said the days are over where the U.S. and Britain intervened in other nations to remake them in their image. May said it is in Britain and American interest to defend their values but not go back to what she called the foiled policies of the past. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has told an Iranian opposition group that it will press for tougher American action against Iran's Islamist leaders. Mr. Trump has yet to outline his Iran policy since taking office, but as a candidate, he strongly criticized then-President Barack Obama for joining world powers and reaching a nuclear deal with Iran. Trump said the 2015 agreement would not work, calling it a disaster. Police chiefs from different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement authorities said cutting funding to force local police policies to change is troubling and that the notion that police do not cooperate with U.S. Immigration Service is wrong. This is VOA News. Turkey says it's too early to comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesperson says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the U.S. military and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civilian war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Obama did not support the idea. Al-Shabaab fighters have captured a military base run by Kenyan and Somali troops. Happened in a Somali town about 18 kilometers from the Kenyan border. The attack started when a truck filled with explosives detonated at the base, followed by heavy gunfire and an infantry attack. Residents tell VOA the fighting lasted more than 90 minutes as militants overpowered the Somali and Kenyan troops. Rescuers have pulled the last 29 bodies from the wreckage of a hotel in central Italy a week after it was destroyed by an avalanche. 11 people survived the disaster, which struck in the wake of heavy snowstorms and several powerful earthquakes.
Siamo partiti dall'analisi dell'edificio.
The head of Italy's Fire Department Emergency Office, Giuseppe Romano, says work at the disaster site will continue after the search and rescue operations are closed. South Korean and U.S. Marine Corps troops have held a combined winter military exercise. Marcus Carlson is the search company commander for the U.S. Marines.
Purpose and the point of the training we have here is U.S. Marine Corps and ROC Marine Corps partner together at every level to build the camaraderie and the friendship of the two countries' militaries, but also to increase our proficiency in the event that we'd ever have to fight a war together.
Soldiers participating in a skiing drill, search and destroy exercise, plus hand-to-hand combat training, military drills between South Korea and the U.S. are recurrent. Toshiba says it will split its lucrative flash memory business to make up for losses from its troubled U.S. nuclear business and looking for a third-party capital injection. Tokyo-based Toshiba is one of the major Japanese industrial conglomerates whose nuclear sectors have struggled since the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Last year, it could also look at book impairment loss of several billion dollars in U.S. nuclear business. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.